We are learning Maseches Darim Daf Samach Hey Amud Beis, and we are starting from the Mishnah Daf Samach Hey Amud Aleph. Rav Meir Omer, Yesh Dvarim Shehin K'Noilad Ve'Einon K'Noilad. There are certain things that are like Noilad, but they're not like Noilad. Ve'Ein Chom Moedin La, Chom Not Moedin. What does that mean? Ketzad. Oma Koinim Shani Noi says Plainus Shavia Ra. He says, I make an edda, I'm not going to marry that woman because her father is a bad person. Omer Loi, they tell him, Mace, that the father died. Oish Asa Tshuva. Or he did tshuva and became a better person. Another example is Koyin Lebay says Shani Nichnas Shakel Rabbeseicha. I'm never walking into a house because there's a bad dog there. Or Shanechash Nachash Beseicha. Or there's a snake in there. Omul Loi they tell him Meis Shakel Rabbeseicha Neragan Nachash. Harei Hein Kenoilad Veinik Kenoilad, which means it's like Noilad, but it's not like Noilad, and it's mutter to go into the house or mutter to marry that lady because now the things changed. And we'll see in the Gemara why. Veinchah Moed Loi Chavan Amoed. So we have in our Mishnah, Meir says certain things that are like Noilad, but they don't have a din of Noilad. The din of Noilad is, according to the Rabbanon, not like Rabbeinu, but according to the Rabbanon, Noilad is the neder is still there. It's no hataras darim. But this is not like Noilad, even though it is Noilad. And the Chamon HaMoedah. Now what's Pshat of Rameyah? The Gemara doesn't have two Pshatim. So look at the Gemara. Koinim, Shani Nichnas, Labai Zeshak Helev, V'chulu. We'll go on the Reish of the Mishnah, where the Isha was a via ra, father was bad, and the father died of the tshuva. So it says that Rameyer says it's not like Noilad. Freit the Gemara, Mace Noiladu, Lemaisa, Mace is Noilad. So what is Pshat? Why we're saying over here that the nether is bottled. Amrav Huna, Nase Ketoila Nidroi Bedava. So Rav Huna tells us our first Pshat. The Pshat is like this, that it's like you're being Toila, it's like a Tanai. You're saying, I'm only Oster to her because her father is bad. But if her father, if that situation changes, either by him dying or by him getting better, so there, it'll be mutter. And it'll be mutter even without the Shailas Chacham, because it's a Pashta Tanai. It's like a Tanai. And by a Tanai, no issue of Noilad. There's no, even if it's not, I made it Tanai, I spoke it out. I said that I am only not marrying her because of father's rab, or if no father involved, no father tshuva, or same thing for a bais, there's no dog there, there's no snake there. There's no problem, because it's a Toilah Badava, which means it's a Tanai. And therefore, you don't even need Sha'ila. So what it means, Noilad, 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 it's really, it's like a Noilad, but it's not like Noilad, because it's not a regular case of Hatar Sadarim. It's a case where it's a Tanai. Rabbi Yechon argues, Rabbi Yechon and Omar, he holds that, like Tosfos Ksuba says, that he holds that Toilah Bedava is not called the Tanai. Tanai has to be Bederech Beferish, a Tanai. This is not a Manas, it's not a Klar Tanai. So Rabbi Yechon Omar, the case was that Kvar Meis v'Kvar Oso Tshuva Karmelei. The case was that he had died already and he did Tshuva already. It was a mistake. It was a Pashut of Neder Toyos. The case in our Mishnah that says it was a Toyos. It was a mistake. And therefore, when he made the Neder, he said, her father's bad. Her father's not alive. He told that his father's alive. We did Tshuva. Or the case was no Nachash there. So those cases are all Neder Toyos, and that's why it's Mutter in our Mishnah. Break the Ran. So why is it saying it's Noilad? It's not Yesh Dvarim Shehin K'Noilad Ve'Einin K'Noilad. It's not Noilad. It was a mistake. He was never around. He was dead. That's the Ran's kasha. So Tosfos answers the kasha. Tosfos says, I'll read you Tosfos inside a little bit, then I'll explain it outside. Tosfos like this. Last Tosfos on the Amud. V'havened the Tosfos, but Tosfos, Mutter B'Loi Hafaro. It's Mutter B'Loi Hafaro. Same way, like if you're Rav Huna, it's like tonight it's Mutter. It's also Mutter because it was a mistake. Yes, Devarim should doimel a noilad, the doimel ki'ilu meis, acha haneda. The ikal amiti. What it means is like noilad is, it's like noilad. Someone's going to see the story, see, he made a neder, then the guy's dead. They can say, oh, he died after the neder. And we'll see from here that he can make a pesach even for noilad. That's what it means, yes, Ram kanoila. The doimel ki'ilu meis, acha haneda, the ikal amiti, a fil hachil echashino. And it's only not choishish that it's out of noilad. And why v'chom in the moidim loim? Especially if your first pshat, we understand why the Chacham not Moedah, because they are going on Toilah B'Davah. But here, what's the pshat? Teretz is, Dr. Tosfos, Chacham Oysin, the Chashinon Dilma Michlif, B'meis Achar Haneda. V'chein Gazvin, G'sha'asa Tshuva, Oto Hechelo Yasa. So Tosfos' pshat, if you're Yechonon, is that what do you mean like Noilad? Because you get mixed up with Noilad. Avad here, it's a Neder Tosfos. The question was, Ran asked, what's the Noilad? It's already dead. Teretz is, again, mixed up with a case of Noilad, and that's the Machlokes Chomer Meir, are you guys or not? So we have one Pshat in the Mishnah Rav Huna as a Tanai. The other Pshat of Yechonon is a Tosfos. Two Pshatim. Zok the Gemara Vayit, the top of Amud Beis. Moser of Abba, the next Mishnah, Daf Samach Vav, it says in the Mishnah like this, Koinim Shani Eini Noisil of Plainis Ke'ura. I am making a neder, I'm not marrying that woman who's ugly, barehi na'a, and really she's nice. Shechaira said she's black, barehi levana, she's really white. Kitzara, I'm not marrying that lady because she's short, barehi arucha, and she's tall. The halacha is mutaba, because they're not the ties. And lo yin plain shekeura v'nasas na, not because she was keura and became nice, or shechaira v'nasa levana, or she was black and became white, kitzara v'nasa arucha. Ela shenet ties, that's the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that don't say it's because something changed. And even more than that, that would not work. If something changed, it will not, even if you hold Tehillah B'davah, it will not work. Like the Ran explains, two reasons why that would not work when you made, even when you said Tehillah B'davah. Two reasons. Reason number one is that Tehillah B'davah only works if it's something that there's a possibility of happening. For example, someone dying, even though it's not matzu, it's a noilad, but if you make a tenai on it, it's something that's a possibility, so we tie two words to mean a tenai. That you're saying, because the father's a bad person, you don't want to marry. But the father dies, that's my tenai, but the father dies, I'm fine. But something like ke'ura v'nasana is not at all possible. You don't just change, you don't just grow 10 inches, and you don't just turn white. So there, we don't tie two words to mean a tenai. That's one pshat in the Ran, why you don't see Tehillah B'davah over there. But Ran's second pshat is because there he said, he didn't say, what? What? No, that is the case, it's a mistake, and that's slow. It says like this, if you say, I'm not marrying Rachel because she's ugly, and it turns out she's not ugly, so then it was a tayyus, she never was ugly. Right. But let's say something changes afterwards. She got plastic surgery and she changed herself. Then the halacha is it's a good neder. It's a good neder. And Ravadi can't do a pesach because it's noilad. I want you to say Tehillah B'davah. We said according to the first one of the Yom, it's going to go Tehillah B'davah. That's the Rav's asking. Why is it Tehillah B'davah? Terry says, no Tehillah B'davah if something is outlandish. That's no Tehillah B'davah. That's the Rav's first shot. Rav's second shot is that there you were in Tehillah B'davah. Here you said, I'm not marrying that Isha because her father's Ra. But there you just said, the lashon was, Any noisil a plainis ke'ura. It didn't say because shikura. It says plainis ke'ura. It was just a simon. It's the lashon of neder is, it's a simon who this is. Who's the rachel I'm talking about? The ugly one. So there, it's not a toilet with dove, it's not a tenai. Like upon him, but that's not what the Agmar brings in this Mishnah for. That's just the pshat in the Mishnah. So what does it say in this Mishnah? That if it's a neder v'toyos, it's not a neder. So bishlama l'rav huna. Dama Nasa Ketola Nidra Vadava. Which Rav Huna says this Mishnah here by Avia Ra, the reason why you don't need a Pesach is because the Toila Vadava, it's like a Tanai. So here's a sugya of Toila Vadava. And the next Mishnah, Vitana Neda Tais. Mr. Huna Dama Vadava, Nasa Ketola Nidra Vadava, Tana Toila Nidra Vadava. That's what our Mishnah. Vitana Neda Tais. El Rabbi Yechidam Lamakar Meis, Vikaras of Chuva, Rechidam Shad our Mishnah is. He already died, or he raised a Jew already. Lomelim Mr. Trey Zimni, Nedatayas. Why do you have to say twice the halacha of Nedatayas? Why do you have to say halacha of Nedatayas twice? Gemara says, Kasha. It's a good Kasha, Taka. If you have Yechanan, both the Shnayas are the same thing. So you should have put them together. Why put them separately? And Tosfos points out that even more, that Lechaira, it's Lechaira here, and he has a problem also. He says, why later on, Does the Rabbanon agree? And here, the Rabbanon argue. L'chari, it's another question to ask Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, Neder Tais. So here, it says, Rabbanon don't agree. And later on, here, Rabbanon don't agree. Here, later on, Smash Rabbanon do agree. So it's even more shver. The same Neder Tais, what's the chilek? Why won't Rabbanon argue not? So that Tais says the Teretz. So like Tais, it's the time where the Pligar Rabbanon Bahach the Ke'ura, Venim Tzashi Na'a, he says that we said Pshat Rabbanon was the Gzeira Otu, a case of mace after the Mneda, of Noilad. By Kuru Nasana, it's not common to happen that she will come Na afterwards. It's very not common. And therefore, there's no Gzeira Otu that case. But upon him, the Gemara blives Sharon Vechanan learns his Tayyas, the Chariz two Mishnayas of Tayyas in row. You don't need the two Mishnayas, put them together or put them to one Mishnah. Why? And also, where it's actually Tayyas, one's Machalikas, one's not Machalikas. It's a Kasha on Rabbi Yechanan, that it's Mashba, it's Molak Rav Huna, that's as Toilo Dov Nidra Vidav. So, like the Mishnah Vaita. V'oidor Rameya says another thing. Poyschim loim and akosav Shabbatayra. You're allowed to make a Pesach from a pasuk in the Torah. Va'imrim loy, and you tell him, Ilo yisedeh shetayiv alisakum alisikum lo leisitar. Did you know that you made that neder, you're being over on a kama or on a kama in your leiv, or on the iser of hating your friend, the Rambam holds is only if you keep it in your heart. But if you speak it out, there's no lav. Here it's where it's mashmash tikkul, there is a lav, because here you spoke it out, you made a neder. Did I talk about that? You can't give him stock now because you asked him for having enough from you. So if you would have known that, would you have made neder? And that's a good Pesach. If he says, I would have known that, I would not have made neder, I raised that mutter. It's mutter. And the chiddush is that, even though we said in the Mishnah before, on yesterday's daf, that if you tell him, Pesach is not a good Pesach, why not? Because there, he'll be embarrassed to say the chutzpah and say, yeah, I would have made that anyway. But by one mitzvah, there is not, it's not a chutzpah, he'll say that. And even though the Gemara says Daf Chav Beis, that you're not Pesach, and yesh baita, it says over there, someone makes a neder, is like he's considered a Rasha, like Azban Obama, or he deserved to be killed. It says there in the Gemara, the Daf Chav Beis, and says he can't Pesach with that. Why not? Because he's not gonna say, oh, I would have done it anyway. He says, that's because it's a yumim gedolim, the Ran says over here. That's because they make a very scary thing. So there, of course, he'll say, I never made an ad. But here, these things, he will be honest. And therefore, it's a good Pesach. What's the problem? We said that we tell him a Pesach that, look, you can't give the guy stock now. You're being over the Issa. Let him say that I'm still being Mekayim the Mitzvah. You know why? Because what we do is, we'll give money to the garbage dogger, and the garbage dog gives whatever he wants. That's not a problem of being neder for me. The only time it's a problem of neder for me is if I give directly to the ani. But if I give it to the garbage dogger, give it to the time for Shabbos, they give money to him, that's fine. Says that's the usual way. I give the dogger like that way anyway. I give it through time for Shabbos anyway. So what's the problem? Anyone who goes poor, it doesn't fall on me. My demotilu farnesoy, but I have to go. I have to farnes him? Goes through the kupa, goes through everyone, goes through the whole world. Doesn't go through me. Amalei, the answer. They're talking about here a case where it was your karev, and the oymer called noifuli they gabit chila. Someone becomes poor. The first thing he does, he goes to his kravim to ask for a loan, to ask for some money, and then he goes to the kupa seir. Doesn't right away go to the kupa seir, and therefore. And therefore, you're going to be over the Issa v'chir chayachichir mach, because it comes to you directly first, and therefore that's how we tell him that you're going to miss out, you're missing this mitzvah, and that's the Pesach.
Is there one
argument? No. No, that's not the one argument. So the Mr. A person could be Pesach b'ksubas ishtoy. Which means like this, that he asked Hana from his wife, he says, and therefore he can't be Meshamas to her, so halacha is, he can't have Tashmish, he has to give her a get. So now, he finds out after he gives a get, he remembers or he realizes, you know what, this ksuba is much too much money. So you can make a Pesach and say, if I would have known that I have to pay that huge ksuba, I would never made the neder. So you let do that Pesach. Paiskim la'adam b'ksubas ishtoy. A person asked from his wife Hana, and if he had to get a divorce, his ksuba was 400 dinrim. And Rabbi Kiva said, you know what? You have no choice. You have to give the ksuba. I'm like, Rebbe, I don't have any money. I just got a big Yerusha. Ches meis dinrim haniach abba. My father just left us 800 dinrim. Me and my brother. When I took 400, my entire Yerusha has to go to this ksuba. You realize this guy had a bigger ksuba than usual. A usual ksuba is 200 dinrim, and here it was a 400 dinrim ksuba. So he says, look, my whole entire Yerusha is going to this ksuba. I'm like, Rabbi Kiva, I feel out the moich is sar roish chat nesu ksubasa. I don't care. Even if you have to sell your hair, you have to pay the ksuba. There's no excuse. Oh, that's all your money. You gotta give the ksuba. So he said, Ilo yisidea shuhu kein lo yisinoida. He says, if I would have known that, I would never have made neder. But Tira Rav Akiva, Rav Akiva said, it's mutter to do this, to make this Pesach. He's matir the neder because he stayed married. Mam is good shalom bayis here. Agapalim, you see, he could be Pesach b'ksuba. Zog the Gemara, what was the story here? The father left him 800 dinrim, and it says that it's Meshuba to the Ksuba. So the Gemara says, Shemami no, Metatli, Meshtav the Ksuba. That's what some of the Gersis. The one of the Gersis are, that's the Ron's Gersis. Sham to me name, Metatli, Meshtav the Ksuba. You see from here that Metatli, Meshtav the Ksuba. Which means like this. This is Machloikis, Tanoim, if Metatli, Meshtav the Ksuba. One man, the Alma holds, the only character is Meshtav the Ksuba. Why? Because since Ksuba is not something that's sure going to happen. A lot of variables for Ksuba to happen. They have to get divorced, or he has to die first. It's not so common to get it. So the difference is not Semech Das and Metalklim, which come and go. So whole Smich is Das only on Karka. That man, the Alma holds, the whole Din Shibud of Ksuba is only on Karka. The other man, the Alma holds, no, Metalklim or some Shibud. And the Machlokes goes so far, like the Ran explains, that usually by a Baal Chayv, we know, Baal Chayv, if he borrows money, everything he owns is Meshubit to the Chayv. But if he dies, his Metatlam are not Meshubit. The Yisraim, only thing that the Yisraim have paid from is from Karka, not from Metatlam. But by a Ksuba, even when he's alive, his Metatlam not Meshubit. Because that's Smich Das. And on the other hand, it's more Chomer, according to Rameyer. Rameyer holds Metatlam are Meshubit Ksuba, even from the Yisraim is Metatlam Ksuba. So it goes like Mekotza Lekotza. By Ksuba, if Metatlam Meshubit, then Meshubit Sai in his lifetime, Sai after he dies. If Metatlam are not Meshubit, then even in his lifetime, they're not Meshubit. Vidat Madiyama. So the kasha over here is that we see over here that he's alive actually, but we see Metatlam Meshubit Ksuba. Because it says the 800 years his father left him Meshubit Ksuba. On my Abaya, Karka Shova Ches Meis Dinrinin. He left over karka worth 800 dinar, not money. Freit the Gemara of Aktoni Sar Roishoy, V'Sar Roishoy Metatlihu. It says, even if you have to sell you here, you're going to be Meshubit to this. And that's Metatlam. So my answer is, Hach Gomar, Afil Ata Meicher Sar Roishcha V'Oichel. Which means like this. He tells the guy like this. Even if you have no money left, in order to eat, you're going to have to sell you here. Really, Metatlam and not Meshubit to Ksuba. And he left, the father left over karka. But now that he lost the whole property, you're not going to have any money. You have to sell you here. Even if you have to do that, you're gonna have to give away all that money to the Ksuba. Frank Timara, Shami Noah, Aim is Sarah Novachoyv. So it's being a riot to the different Machlekes. The halacha is, when someone makes an erichin, he says, Erich plenty alive, and it cost him a lot of money. So then Mesadr, the guy, before they take his money, it's like a bankruptcy law. Before they take the money from him, they make sure he has a bed, he has a house. Yeah, whatever he has. He needs whatever he needs. He needs his things. His mato, mapet, seklim, nos, nasai, umaz, and yubes, chaydash. You leave him a certain amount of provisions, even though he has to chayv to pay the erichin. That's the lach of erichin. And the shayla is, you learn out pal chayv from erichin with a gzera shava of micha, micha. So you see him here, aim is sarad mal chayv, because we're saying, we're not leaving with any food. He has to sell us here if we get food. So shmamin, aim is sarad mal chayv? What's the dimin? It means like this. Avada maybe old Masadrim. You leave him what he needs. What it meant like this is like, let's say the guy says, I don't even have enough money for Ksuba, but I'm going to give everything I own, even though you're allowed to be Masadrim. We tell the guy still, you didn't pay up the Ksuba yet, we don't rip up the Ksuba. You would think like this. Let's say the guy, only to his name, he's only worth $300, and the Ksuba is $400. That means even if he sells his pats, he's only worth $300. He says like this, I'm going to do a favor. I'm selling everything, I'm going to be destitute, but I want the Ksuba to be over now. We tell him, no, even if we sell you here, Eimek Karam Ksuba. The Ksuba is still going to be around. And if you ever get money later on, you're going to have to pay it up. If you ever win a raffle later on, you have to pay it up. That's what we're telling him. That's what it means over here. So, Avada Masadrim, just means that even if you sell you here, it means, even if you sell you here, Lefrim Mashuva Zadin, still you're going to have to pay the whole Ksuba. So that's what we got out of that raya. Gets the more got a raya metatlam because said you have karka, and the more also said that al tmasadim we get out of that also. Now the Ran speaks out that we paskin. We see from this gemara that we paskin that the metatlam is tavik suba. Because that was the whole Gemara's Kasha over here. The Gemara's Kasha, Shamim Talpazav Ksuba, it's Mashma that we hold that Eim Talpazav, that the Talpazav not Mashtav Ksuba, I in the Ran, who says that's the way Pasan Alocha, but Ad Khan, that's Pshad, not Mishnah.